What's up, guys? Welcome to Popcorn Talk. This is Disney Movie News, and today we're going to be talking about Jungle Book, Dory, and Rogue One. Get ready.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
We made it. We're here.
We did it.
Welcome to Disney Movie News, everybody. It's your boy, Adelio Zombie. I don't know why I like saying it's your boy. All of a sudden, that's my thing. You can follow me on social media everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie or at Leo Zombie on Twitter, specifically there. And today, we have some different seating arrangements happening to my left.
We do. I wanted to keep Sarah's seat warm while she's gallivanting across Mexico.
She's in Mexico right now.
If you guys follow her on her Instagram, you'll see tons of cool pictures and be very, very jealous.
Just living the life.
She's swimming in caves and spelunking and getting massages, and I'm at home playing Super Smash Brothers.
It's okay. Same thing. And I'm keeping her seat warm, but my name is Keaton Markey. I'm so sorry. I've been gone for a couple weeks.
I'm so happy to be back.
There's been a lot of stuff that's been happening, but I am back, and you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. I keep it real easy for you.
Real easy.
Nice.
Who are you?
I don't even know who I am. I don't know who usually sits in this chair.
Well, that's because you're not in cosplay. Normally you are. You're a different character every time I see you.
What's up, guys? My name is Chris Villain. I'm so excited to be here today. I was almost late. It was almost.
Nah, I told you to get here earlier because I knew you might be a little late.
He knows me too. Leo knows me too well.
You guys are super cute.
Yeah. Chris, tell them where they can follow you because I wanted to talk to you on the internet too.
You guys can follow me at Chris Villain on Instagram and YouTube. And then I had to be complicated. I'm the complicated one. So Twitter is Chris_Villain. But
No, it's okay. I did the same thing. Yeah. I took the Mr. off.
See?
Which, by the way, I actually own at Mr. Leo Zombie on Twitter as well. But I just feel like Leo Zombie's easier to type on Twitter. I don't know,
I can see that. It's shorter.
It is. I wanted it for all of them, but it was actually taken when I went to sign up for everything else.
Okay.
But something I want to tell you guys about, Chris. First of all, I'm super, super stoked that you're here. Like,
dude, I'm super stoked.
Can we get that fun sound effect? That woo!
Do we have a sound effect?
We have sound effects. Well, no. Sometimes. Too late.
There it is. Guys, you need to go over to this guy's YouTube channel because that's how I met him. I was in one of his videos. I was in his Pokemon.
That's right.
I was in his Pokemon. I was James from Team Rocket.
Do the voice.
James.
you could do an Ash Ketchum too. I'm sure if you
he
like,
was
like
Ash.
You were okay. Yes. He has a Pikachu phone.
Yeah, don't even
mean to unite all peoples within all nations. So go to his channel. He does amazing music videos. He's done the male Little Mermaid one that went viral while ago. The Pokemon one, which he actually has Jason Page, the original singer of the song. What else? You got a Jessica Rabbit cover.
A lot of Disney stuff. What else?
A lot of Disney stuff. Yeah. Harry Potter. We did a Harry Potter one together.
Today is actually the 2-year anniversary of that Ariel video.
Dude, that's when I first saw you. And I'm like, who's this guy coming in my Little Mermaid territory? And
then I'm like, it's okay. But then you realize he was Ariel and you were Eric.
And then I realized,
so okay.
I could never.
And then I realized he's way better than anything I've ever done.
I could never stomp on Prince Eric territory.
Dude, you could though. You look
Maybe like a baby Prince Eric, maybe.
It's our Cuban genes, man.
Prince Eric's little brother.
There you go.
That then like tries to move in on Ariel, one of her sisters. This is a whole nother story, guys.
Start writing your fanfics now.
Yeah,
put them on
seriously.
Tumblr. Put them on DeviantArt. I want to see some stuff.
I can't wait for the fanfics. It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. You can be like my little brother.
Oh my gosh.
Like people illustrate us. Oh my god.
I wanna be Ariel's sister.
Which one?
I don't know.
The one that starts with the letter A?
What?
the one that ends with the letter A. Oh wait, they all start and end with the letter A.
I was like, where are you?
Arena, Arista, Alana, they're all start and
You're
end with
good,
an A.
You're good, dude. I don't even know their names.
Yeah. I was
then
like,
there's Happy Dopey, Tigger, Piglet. There's so many sisters.
Crazy.
Girl. Speaking of the ocean, though, guys, you ready to jump into some news?
I'm so excited. Can we just start? Because I have so much things.
I just wanted to look at these pictures.
Let's go to extreme cute mode. We got some new release images from Finding Dory. We got some new characters on the board. Who do we got? These are Dory's parents.
Come on, you guys.
That's right. Mom and Dad.
Played by Eugene Levy and Diane Keaton, which is pretty interesting.
Yes, Keatons.
It's interesting because, like, Dory just remembered them. So the story's going to focus around them. I wonder how big of a role they're going to have. I mean, they're releasing this early. Are they just going to be side characters? Are we going to see interaction? Is she going to go on an adventure with them?
I feel like the fact that they're releasing them so early is kind of a clue that we're going to get, like,
a lot of
them. We're going to get a lot of them.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see how this works because, you know, these are normally, solitary fish.
Yeah.
So that's not biologically
correct. I also love that you can tell by, like, the dad's design that he's totally bald.
He's bald. He's got a receding hairline. He totally does.
That's so epic. Whoever was behind that. Whoever proved that.
That's so special. Mm. That is great.
Yeah, because her hairline goes all the way up to her eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. No, he's definitely bald.
You cannot have, though, Eugene Levy and Diane Keaton voicing characters and give them a small part.
Come on.
Like,
come on. Those
are names.
Come on.
Those are names.
Yeah, those are huge names.
Which leads us to the next character, which is an Eagle Ray played by Bob Peterson. I'm just going to name that. But, oh, they're the SEALs. The SEALs is what I want to
talk about. Don't show them.
No, go to the otters last. We're going to the otters last. These two SEALs are played by Idris Elba and Dominic West. So apparently a bunch of characters from The Wire are in this. And I just want to point out that Idris Elba, killing it.
He does everything.
He's everything.
Why will you not give him Bond?
He's
just let him be Bond.
Literally, this is his third Disney voice character.
Dude, after this, he's going to get Bond.
He's better get Bond.
He's going to get animated Bond because he was the water buffalo in Zootopia.
He was so good
at Shere Khan in Jungle Book. And now he's one of the sea lions in Finding Dory.
Triple booking.
He's killing it.
Give him something else to work with.
And it's not like
he
won two
SAG awards.
Yeah,
he won
two SAG awards.
We got credits. We got resume.
Dude, this kid.
Awards.
He's in the new Star Trek movie.
Ah.
He's like literally, he's destroying, he's crushing Hollywood right now.
Killing the game.
Give him Bond already. We won't be mad at you. Come on, Hollywood.
Give him Bond.
Now let's go to what we really want to see, which everybody got a quick peek of. And that's the baby.
Oh my God.
Freaking otters.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen.
Chris has been dying. I had to put a quirk in his mouth so we wouldn't talk about this. Now's your chance, man. Tell us how you feel.
Listen, these are not only the four cutest animated animals that have ever existed. I don't even want to call them because I'm so excited about it. But
they have a Puss in Boots vibe.
They
to
do. They do. Yes. And I don't care what happened. I don't care how they're involved in the movie. As long as they get the most screen time, I'm good to go.
I shall call you my squishy, and you shall be my squishy.
Bring up that chat. I want to see how many people love
this. Oh my God.
Come on, you guys.
How do we feel about? Oh my God.
I'm dead. Bye.
Oh my God. I'm dead. Bye. I'm dead. I'm dead. Bye. Cutest things ever.
We were talking before the show that we were thinking about cosplaying them. So in the chat.
Yes.
Yes. I don't necessarily need to cosplay one. I just want like a hoodie with.
So there's a Wildlife Foundation.
Okay.
Where you can go swim with otters.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Tiff from Who's It's.
Of course.
From Thingamavlaogs. She went and did it and. She knows.
Did it change her life forever?
Yeah, and here's the thing. When you go in the water, apparently if multiple people go in the water, they tend to cling to one during the duration.
And they cling to Tiff.
And they cling to Tiff.
I would die. I would die.
So she had a dozen baby otters.
No!
So here's what's going to happen. As soon as today is over, I need names, I need numbers, and addresses.
And we need to get in the car and go.
And just give it like pilgrimage to the baby otters.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But you guys, I want to just go in the water by myself because I can't risk that.
Disney, if you're watching this, if you want to do a promo campaign, just send us to play with the otters and we'll promote the heck right out of Dory.
Please send me to swim with otters. This is me begging. I would get on my knees, but I would be out of the frame.
Hashtag blessed, please.
Please.
Send us all to sing with otters, to play with otters.
Everybody's like, yes, cosplay. Literally, we would just be wearing brown. And then we could just do big
eyeballs. Like furry onesies.
That's what I'm saying. Like, give me a hoodie or one of those like... Those like big onesies.
Yeah. What are those things called?
Like you can even get like a one of the Chewbacca like onesies, but just take off like his belt, the band thing. Yeah.
Basically, okay. I want merch. I want merch. I want it all.
Otter merch immediately.
Yes.
Not the SeaWorld kind. This movie, a lot of stuff's being released. Are you guys stoked about it?
I'm so.
I've told you
how like Finding Nemo has such a special place in my heart. That movie, I love it so much. The fact that the second one is coming out,
cast keeps getting better.
Oh.
Like, if you didn't want to see it before, come on.
You guys, you know what I'm tripping out about is that it took, just because I feel like Finding Nemo was so successful that it took them this long to, make a second one, you know?
Well, they've just been focusing on sequels, too, which is so strange.
Yeah.
And it's like, why didn't you jump on one of your biggest money makers?
Because it was so good.
Because Cars makes more money.
Okay.
Cars is stupid. I don't care if they have their own land.
I guess we don't have a Finding Nemo land, but at least we have a submarine.
Well, we'll see if that'll change.
Oh,
we'll see
okay.
if that'll change.
Okay.
I hope maybe one day.
What is this creature?
That's a duck. That's a duck.
I didn't
include its picture because I didn't know.
Is that one of those, blue-footed booby things?
It's like one of the, I know, I've seen it in like...
There's like a crazy looking duck
nightmares.
That looks like someone lit it on fire is what we're looking at.
It's like,
its eyes are definitely bloodshot.
He's stressing me out.
All right.
Okay.
No stressful ducks today.
No, let's just look back at the otters. Aww.
The otters, back to the otters.
Whenever you have a bad day, look at the otters.
Honestly, I just... Guys, can you guys do me a favor? Can you guys Photoshop our faces on the otters? And the fourth one, put Sarah. Someone out there.
I would love you.
All my Wondermelon people out there, can you please hook
it up? Nothing on earth would make me happier than being the face of that
otter.
Encourage you, let me do some quick shout-outs I forgot to do at the top of the show. So I'm going to give some shout-outs here. We've got Caroline Schultz in the chat. We've got Cassandra Sage. We've got A. Nicholas. Camellia Momoto. What up, girl? A reg. Isabel Wasson, nice to see you. Cece Rinaldi, as usual, per use. I've got Emily Saunders in the chat. Heavenly Imagings, is that what that said? And Glitter Ashley, always a regular, always consistent. Robert Disneyland and Christian 25101111111.
Skip it about babba doo wop.
Yeah.
Guess what? You just got a theme song. Thank you guys for tuning in. Photoshop those otter faces.
Yeah, as long as I'm the smallest one.
Do you know what they need to do? Like, what Disney need? Disney needs to bank. I mean, off of the four otters and do like a barbershop quartet as the otters singing around
Wait a
Disney.
Wait a minute.
I just gave you that idea, Disney.
That one's free. That one's free.
If these otters don't sing, I'm gonna riot.
There's four of them.
There's four. What do you think?
Do you think they're gonna be really cute? Do you think they're gonna make sounds? Do you think they're gonna be another mine? Honestly.
Honestly, they could just sit there, and I'd be happy because you'll look at them. But
I'm tattooing that on my chest. From the ocean to the Jungle Book.
Ooh.
Guys, we got a clip of the movie.
We have a clip?
A full clip.
We're going to watch it. We're going to watch a full clip of the movie.
Guys, check this out. Guys, this is real. This is real.
Get real.
Note the voice acting.
The boy's right. Maybe it's time.
Oh, we're going to...
I'm the one who brought him to you, and now I'll return him to where he belongs.
I won't let you. He's my cub.
We knew this day would come.
We are the only family he's ever known.
Raksha. Yes, Peter. It's the only place he'll be safe.
It's okay, Ami. It won't go far. I'll come back and visit.
Forget this. You're mine. Mine to me. No matter where you go or what they may call you, you will always be my son.
Some convincing CGI.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like literally tearing up.
My eyes are
wide.
All right, so a few things I want to point out about this.
Oh my god!
You guys just said your eyes are watering.
I wasn't ready for that.
Are you really? Are you okay?
No, that was really.
Oh my god!
That was a lot, dude.
It's okay. He's gonna visit. He promises.
Jeez.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Can we start something where we have like?
Who are you?
We need like a warning.
No warning.
I didn't realize that was a sad.
That's what I'm saying. This movie looks like it's gonna be a fun romp, but there's gonna be some like serious moments. That's some world class acting.
That was
killing it. All
good stuff. And also, like, just beautiful. Did you guys
see that? Very good CGI.
Beautiful.
Sold.
I love
it. I'm buying it.
I
want to know what the chat thinks.
I haven't. Yeah, what are you guys
doing? Everybody's crying.
I'm with you all.
So I had
many
chills.
Crying emojis.
My God.
So many crying emojis.
It feels. Yeah, it's
I will be a mess.
Stuff.
You're right.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't. I've seen like the billboards. I've heard like talk, but I haven't really seen.
Isn't that a totally different impression than what you get from the
billboards?
Totally
different impression.
They've been marketing this wrong, in my opinion.
They really have.
Because I'm excited because I love the Jungle Book. I'm excited because of the trailer. By the way, there was also another trailer released. I didn't put it on the list, but they just did another trailer that shows much more.
Oh my god,
it looks so good. Look at the way he interacts with the wolf.
Yeah.
It looks like it's really there.
Do you guys remember back in the day? And I wasn't there like another live action?
Yeah,
Jungle Book?
I can't remember the name of the actor.
I loved it. Yeah, but it was adult Mowgli.
It was good.
It was the guy who played Bruce Lee in Enter the Dragon, and he's an adult.
Yeah.
And he goes back to the jungle, but
that's
he's
right.
a grown up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, long movie.
I feel like
long
I was movie. Expecting that vibe from this movie,
no,
but
it's like a straight up recreation.
That's not what I just got.
That Jungle Book movie is what, as a child, like, the reason I thought quicksand was my biggest fear in life.
Same.
Oh, my God.
Literally because of that movie.
That scene is
like,
terrifying.
You don't even need to explain yourself because I know the exact, I have the picture in my mind, the exact clip. Every time I think of quicksand, I think of that movie and I think of it in the temple when
yes.
he's
like,
oh,
yes.
terrifying.
Oh, no.
Terrifying.
If there is quicksand in this Jungle Book, I'm out.
I'm out.
Walking
well,
out.
I'm out.
You know, it's really interesting because there's also a scene in the new, there would be quicksand in a jungle, right?
Yeah.
But there's a scene where they go into a savanna area. There's no savannas in the Indian jungles.
Interesting.
And there's no wolves in the Indian jungles. It's interesting because the Jungle Book was written by someone who clearly had never been to India.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess they could have been a little more on top of their game, but I'm not complaining because it was beautiful.
It looks great. I'm super, super excited about it. That scene, if I wasn't already amped, you know how I do about this movie. In the chat, I want to know, what do you guys think? Well, I know you guys were crying. You had the tears.
This is a cool thing that Tiff said. Sarah said that Jim Henson made some large, real-scale puppets for the kid to interact with.
Yeah,
so it would help his acting.
I didn't know Sarah was cool with that. So apparently he was having trouble acting without an animal there. Uh-huh. So they just created, like, basically dummies for him to touch and feel.
I always loved that. I feel like the more...
But they look great. They look like the actual animal. Yeah.
I feel like... As from like an actor's perspective, the more real life interaction, the more like naturally it comes out, and so
because that's how real life works.
Yeah, you know,
when there are things in front of you.
Yeah, I love that.
Can you imagine like doing the original the prequels of Star Wars? Literally, they didn't do anything.
Bless
with green
their
screens.
Hearts.
How they even got that? Like, yeah, we criticize.
Well,
those
this
movies,
is why those movies struggled.
Yeah, I would say that's fair.
Ooh.
And moving on, speaking of Star Wars,
positivity.
Positively speaking,
keeping it
positive.
Star Wars
Blonde
news.
Musical.
I was like, I was gonna do 16 bars. Go ahead.
No, it's. I love the background. Like, I was gonna do 16 bars, but you know
it's
what?
It's fine. We can move on.
Do you want it? I can pause.
No, I mean it's good.
Okay,
I'm good.
Star Wars, as I was saying,
Rogue One.
We got some leaks, some unconfirmed but very likely leaks. Cool news, guys.
Tell me.
You guys ready? I know Star Wars is your faves.
Listen, just hit me with it.
Hit me with your best.
It's turning into a
We're going to get some Death Troopers. You know what those are?
No.
Tell me.
So they're like elite stormtroopers that wear black armor. So we're actually going to see black armored stormtroopers fight for the first time, which is pretty cool.
Which is basically like Darth Vader fighting.
Well, I'm getting there now.
Oh,
it's not the same.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Chill. So far, the only black suited TIE pilots, oh my God, stormtroopers are the pilots of the TIE fighters.
Okay.
But now they're going to be like, they're literally stormtroopers.
Ooh, I think I just got chills.
Pretty cool. We've got a primary character that is a droid now. I don't know if he's going to be a main character throughout the movie, but he will be during a scene. Apparently, he steals a scene.
We're adding to the droid family?
Yeah, but I'm thinking this droid isn't going to be like an R2-D2 or a BB-8.
Okay.
I think this droid's going to be like an IG-88. Do you guys know who that is? The robot, the droid bounty hunter?
No.
So, okay, you guys seen Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah.
You know when he lines up all the bounty hunters, he's like, I want Solo alive, no disintegration. And that's when you first see Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a line of bounty hunters.
Yeah.
One of them is a full droid.
Oh.
Most people skip him. His name's IG-88, and he was actually a boss in Shadows of the Empire for the Nintendo 64.
Boom.
And he's like a humanoid robot. They explore him a lot in the Clone War animated series.
So it's this...
I think... You know when they're walking to, like, Maz Kanata's temple
yeah.
and that droid's, like, walking
out? Yeah,
it's like one of those.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was thinking.
And
okay.
I think... And so far... So what they're saying, possibly, is that he's an ex-Imperial droid who changed his allegiance and joined the Rebellion and is now helping Rogue One Squadron...
I feel like my mouth has been open for the last 5 minutes. I'm just gonna go,
right,
just
like
close
the fact that
mouth.
We're gonna get a primary character humanoid droid. Like, whoa, that's never been done. It's in the lore, it's everywhere, but it's never actually been in one of the movies. Except for Grievous.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So I saw this kind of going around the interwebs, and it's basically the main girl of Rogue One, like in that main poster, they're saying that could be Rey's mother.
You guys,
don't even.
Who comes up? Okay,
I
want to know.
Because I even saw side by side, they look so similar.
Would you prefer that, or would you prefer like Lineage of Kenobi?
But why not that and Lineage of Kenobi?
Listen,
I can't have both.
Zero chill over here.
True or not, I want to know who sits in their bedroom and deviates these masterful plans, even if they're like not true.
Yeah.
I'm going to start this.
You know,
but I love you for doing
somewhere
it.
Somewhere there's a 15-year-old like, I just can't sleep. I got to write. Ben Kenobi's granddaughter.
I got to make somebody go crazy. Let me do that.
And then there's someone like me going, I sent something in the Force, and I log into Reddit, and I'm like, no, that's not possible.
Just like wakes up.
I have to show you this picture. And I don't know if you can find it in the studio or whatever
in the heavens,
but like find the side by side of Rey and the lead girl from Rogue One because
it is
uncanny and
it makes me
believe.
As you guys search, I'll move on to the next point here. I wasn't done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's how great this is for me as a Star Wars fan.
We were escalated too quickly.
We did.
Well,
we
and that's
really
why I love. That's why I love you guys. So the next up, we're gonna see some TIE fighter, an AT-AT. all, like variations of the design.
Interesting.
What do you know what the AT-ATs are? You know,
I believe
Hoth,
I do.
The giant ones that look like camels.
Yes, yes.
We're gonna see some. Yeah, we're gonna see some new versions of those.
Oh,
which is pretty cool because obviously we haven't seen. Yeah. We saw the crashed one on Jakku.
Yeah. Well, Rey lived in.
Yeah, Rey was like having lunch on one the other day.
It'll be interesting to see that in action.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do to the designs as well as the TIE fighters, because we got the first. Alternative version of that was Darth Vader's in the first movie, but then we got the TIE Bombers in the second movie, and in the third movie we got the TIE Interceptors.
Yeah.
So people like are all about the TIE Fighter. I mean, this is like a sub-meta of Star Wars. But, oh yeah, look at this. Is that it? Is that
okay,
the
yeah, but
okay.
Don't take Luke out of the
it's
equation
okay.
and just...
Fits, but they're just showing,
I like how it's an actual equation, so you're like, yeah.
this actor plus Luke Skywalker
no,
equals Daisy
it,
Ridley.
It's
this photo courtesy of Ray V. Stalker on
thank
it.
You, Ray V. Stalker.
Thank you, Ray V. Stalker.
Ray V. Stalker for the win.
You know what? It's there. I see it. I see it.
But,
I
like,
do.
She looks so much like the actress that they cast as Ray, and I believe they cast her before they cast...
Guys, I think you're being racist and saying all white people look alike. That's all.
No, no. Again, take Luke out of the equation.
All I'm saying is, if you put her picture next to Rey's, and I had no knowledge previously of what we just discussed,
yeah.
and you said this is a picture of
a mother daughter.
Yeah,
I would be like, yeah,
I can back that.
Yeah.
I can definitely all back right. that.
All right, I'll let that one linger. I'm not gonna buy it yet, but that's fair.
There's this great.
What do they think?
Yeah, what is the chat? What do you guys think?
Chat,
everyone's going to think she's like Luke Skywalker's daughter or something like that. Because that seems to be the popular opinion.
Oh my gosh, yes, I see it. Yes, 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 yes. I love it. Me too. How cool would that be, though, for them to bring in a whole new world with this whole new series?
But what if they do one of those things where they're like just constantly like subtly hinting at it and they never say it?
Never
That's what I want them to do.
See, that's what I would want them to do.
Because me as an audience member, I'm waiting for that reveal. And I want to think it in the back of my head. And then when it happens, I'm going to be like, yes!
Here's the thing. So they just released... So the Blu-ray is coming out next week.
Okay.
And which is particularly exciting because we get to watch... it's going to bring the hype all the way back.
Ooh.
A lot of deleted scenes are... We're getting to this later. But one of the things that they released to promote the Blu-ray coming out is the Path of the Lightsaber short clip, which is something that they edited together. It will give you the feels. And it is the story of Anakin's lightsaber and how it ended up... Like, where it started and how it ended up in Rey's hands.
No.
Oh, it's really
good.
Well,
now it's hanging in my friend's living room, but
that's
I digress.
It's actually curling in my
really
car
dropped
in
the
parking lot.
She didn't care enough. It starts off with the scene where she's handing it to Luke, and then he's just, like, looking at it, like... And then it goes back to saying, like, this is a weapon of a Jedi Knight, more, you know, like, and it just, like, it's voiceovers.
Yo.
And then it, like, cuts to Obi-Wan, like, you know, Anakin and Obi-Wan. He's like, Anakin, protect this with your life, you know? And it's just, like, every clip that mentions this, the lightsaber, that they talk about lightsabers and how Anakin, like, dropped, and then whatever. And then, like, at the end when he's like, you were the chosen one. And he picks up the lightsaber off the ground.
Come on, you guys.
And then, like, Luke saying, hey, your father wanted you to have it when you were old. And it's, like, all the clips. Dude, it's so cool. And at the end, it's, like, Finn grabbing it from Maz Kanata. And then at the end, it goes like
just everyone.
And then the very last clip is
that
you hear Maz Kanata saying,
around.
"You
it
were
does.
Meant to have it," and it's her using the Force and goes into her hand. And then it cuts back to Luke, and he's just like, oh, dude, so good.
"That's
so that
epic.
Makes me think that she might be blood. For the first time, I'm starting to buy that theory that she is Skywalker blood.
Really? Well, this is the other. This is what I so badly like. I know she has like Luke's. Like, I know that's Anakin's, and then it was Luke's lightsaber. I don't know if Luke is going to keep it. I want to see somebody make their own lightsaber. I think we deserve
for them
that.
To show, because in the
it's
the only
talked
time,
about.
Yes.
The only time you see it in anything that was considered, you know, canon or semi-canonical was in the Force Unleashed video game series.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where Starkiller, that was the name of the character, not the before the base, he's meditating because you can only build the lightsaber through meditation, and you see him actually assembling the pieces of meditation around the crystal. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And they talk about it in, like, the Young Jedi series and Young Obi-Wan.
The lightsaber is, like, something that's everyone, like... It's so intricate, and like everyone always talks about like how you make a lightsaber and like the colors of lightsaber, but they haven't really explored it, I think, to the full extent.
In the animated Clone Wars series, there's an entire episode dedicated to the creation of Star
you know what?
Wars.
I've heard this. I've heard this.
It's
I need
a
to
really
go watch
good
episode.
It's just like, you know, the crystal is the heart of the lightsaber.
Yeah.
The lightsaber is the heart of the Jedi. The Jedi is the heart of the Force, or something like that.
Yeah.
Just like, it's deep, guys. Watch that clip on YouTube. It's out there.
I need to get into that because all I watch on Netflix is anime.
Watch. That's okay. I'm getting back. I'm gonna watch Fooly Cooly. That's like
we're
FLC.
Probably watching the same anime right now, aren't we?
Did anybody?
Oh yes, we are.
Did either of you guys see that fan made Darth Maul like short that's on YouTube?
No. Oh, it's so really good.
Cool.
Really
Why am I sheltered?
I don't know. Why?
Guys, we keep going on tangents, but let me tell you, one of the reasons I'm so into Star Wars was because when the Force.net had a fan film section, and that like really plunged me deep, and this one is like the new generation of that, and it's the story of how Maul goes to this planet and kills a bunch of Jedi. It's really good. I'll send you the link. But speaking of lightsaber battles, one final point. Apparently, we're going to see some Darth Vader fighting scenes, some like new age, non-stiff. Darth Vader in combat.
James Earl Jones.
I don't know how they're going to do that.
Let's talk about this, though, because I feel like we never got that.
No. So what they're discussing is, like, what would it look like if Vader appeared on a battlefield and was in a war?
Like, epic. Because
he would just destroy, wipe, crush.
We saw, like, Yoda's craziness before. We've seen
it. But you've never seen New Age stunt choreography with Vader.
I listen. Not only do I
That's
want it.
That's a big deal.
I need it.
He's not going to be the main villain, but apparently he's going to have a dominant role in Rogue One.
Luke, what would you like with your happy meal?
A lot of Star Wars stuff. I want to know from the chat, what are you guys excited about? Are you excited about Rogue One? Are you excited about Darth Vader? Are you excited about this fan film? What about Star Wars?
CeCe wants a yellow lightsaber.
CeCe,
there's certain meaning behind these.
They call it amber.
Okay.
Oh!
Okay.
Just kidding.
Listen.
You can have yellow, actually. It actually is a colored blade. They have different names. It's weird across the canon. Tamer, I can't remember the last part of the name, but was asking when do we think we're going to get a Rogue One trailer? And that is a really good question.
I don't want one yet because
I feel like...
It's too soon. I think we're going to get one at the end of summer. That's my prediction.
Maybe Star Trek. Maybe we'll get Star Trek. You know, Star Wars trailer before Star Trek.
I feel like it's weird because I feel like we've now been conditioned to wait so long for Star Wars anything that like I don't know. Like
Oh, good point. Maybe we'll get it at Comic-Con.
Listen,
I didn't even think of that.
Thank you, Angel from above, because that would be probably, I mean, right timing, right place.
Yeah.
People would lose their minds.
And it would take over Comic-Con.
After that,
like no other trailer. It's like when they had Batman versus Superman that one year and nothing else was like to show.
So literally until that movie came out, nothing would matter.
Forget it. That's it. That's what we're getting. Speaking of trailers, guys, what's our favorite thing on the show that we've talked about time and time again?
And if you don't say the otters, I'm not your friend.
Okay, what's our second favorite thing on the show? Of course, it's Alice in Wonderland trailers.
Yeah!
I totally forgot about this.
You guys, there are so many.
I know.
Everybody's forgotten
about it.
There are so many trailers out.
I totally forgot about this.
Every week, when we're looking for news, they release a new trailer for Alice in Wonderland.
Shut up.
Well, let's watch the new trailer. This one actually shows different things.
I'm so pumped.
Here we go.
They're like, how do we market this movie?
We gotta just show the whole movie in
trailers. Just trial and error.
Oh, here it goes.
Hat is counting on you.
Jabberwock.
We all.
Yeah.
I said stop.
You always were an irksome, slurvish, interrupting thing.
Hold on, everyone.
I don't want to hold on.
I like that song.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still going.
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty! Oh, no, Alice. Look what you've done.
Alice.
Wait here. Oh, no.
Wow. They showed it.
They didn't even pixelate it.
No, they just watched someone die.
We just saw somebody die.
Wow.
All right, here's
the thing.
We saw a lot in that. And I'm under the belief that if you were to take every trailer and cut them up in sequence, you could actually put the whole movie together. That's how many trailers they've released for this.
Listen.
And clippets and things.
I feel like I haven't seen any of them except for this one.
Well, that's because the marketing's terrible
so far. I'm sheltered.
It's hard. Like, every time we ask a chat, there's like, you know, I think it's 10% that's the type. Everyone else is like, I mean, we're going to see it.
You know what? I feel like a lot of that is writing on. I don't know. I feel like there's this sub audience that is boycotting. They boycotted the original and is probably going to boycott this just because of the Johnny Depp hype.
I just don't care.
I'm
not saying it's me. I love Johnny Depp, but I feel like there is a subgroup of people that at the time the first movie came out, that Johnny Depp was just pumping out stuff. Willy Wonka, this, Pirates.
And none of them were like human characters. Yeah, they were
so
all weird.
Everyone was like fed up, you know?
Yeah. And then they were like, when is he going to play an actual person?
Yeah.
And then he did Black Mass, and everybody was like, this movie sucks. Go back to playing characters. Give them what they want.
I want
and
then Jack Sparrow.
We're getting to that, by the way. We've got some
but
news
listen,
about that.
But here's the thing. That trailer was sick.
That trailer was the best trailer so far. But look how much they had to show. They had to show the Jabberwock, they had to show the Cheshire Cat, they had to show the Card Soldiers, they had to show so many scenes, explain how time is stopping. Like, they had to reveal so much to get anybody to care. And at this point, it's like, is it too late?
Okay,
I was
so
just reading some comments, and people are like, I'm not going to see it. I'm not that interested. It's like too late. Alice in Wondermelon is not popular. Alice in Wondermelon.
That's our hashtag.
I was going to ask you your opinion, but I think I just found it out.
Here's the thing. I really want to like it, but someone else has also pointed out in the chat, it's like too much CGI.
You know what?
It looks like CGI.
The first one was very much too much CGI. I can't even
The first one was almost like a two-hour episode of Once Upon a Time.
They should have just made like a CGI animated film. That would have been dope.
If you got to the point that they got to as far as like, literally, I'm pretty sure your costumes were green screen. Like, everything was green
screen. Like a Green Lantern.
Yeah, like, everything was green screen. At that point, why not?
Why not, right?
Just making an animated film.
You're not saving any money. Like, everything's already 3D animated.
Save the money on the actors and just...
Chris, why don't they just hire us, dude?
If they were smart.
Disney. Everybody in the chat is saying we need a live-action Aladdin, and I completely agree. I would love a live-action Aladdin. I would love a live-action Mulan, which we are getting.
Have you seen that Chris Villain video where he sings One Jump?
Wait a minute.
In his living room? It's really good.
How dare you bring up
that
video?
I'm going to pull it up.
It's a good video, man. It's in your early stages.
If God pulls up this video right now, I'm going to be really upset.
God.
We'll get it at the end of the show. Get ready.
That's how we're going out with One Jump.
If we had a live-action Aladdin movie, I feel like it could give us like the awesomeness that Prince of Persia gave us. Except,
did you like
that? But that's not cast
torn.
Jake Gyllenhaal to play the Prince of Persia.
You don't know.
No, I do know.
You don't know. So a lot of people think I'm Persian.
I'm the worst at.
I look more Persian than Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. I would say. I agree with that.
I actually look Palestinian. Let's be real.
I'm the worst when it comes to like movie reviews or anything because as long as you put colors on a screen and they're moving, I'm usually entertained.
Yeah, I'm like that too. Like I'm good for the popcorn ride.
Yeah,
it does make it a good movie. It's like Batman vs Superman. Everyone's like destroying it, but I just want to see.
I want to see it.
I was thinking about going to see it tomorrow. You guys want to go?
I'll go see it with you.
Let's go.
Do you down? Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm free tomorrow, so let's just go see it.
Let's go tomorrow night.
Let's see it. That's good. Yeah. Tomorrow night? Yeah. I'm down.
Okay. We can bring you guys too.
You guys want to come? We'll be
we'll Snapchat
Disney or something.
Can we Snapchat a video? I mean, a movie like that?
It's going to be a lot of work.
It's
fine. You guys are going to like miss a second between every clip.
No.
Then we'll get
arrested. That's it. That's Alice. That's what's going on with that. When does it even come out? Is it? I thought it came out already.
Does anybody know?
I don't even know because I don't care.
Nobody even knows.
Can I say all of these trailers from Alice in Wonderland like make me I don't even need a Rogue One trailer, you guys. I don't even need one. I would be happy to just go into that movie knowing nothing and just having
random
pictures.
What if they just Beyonce'd that?
I was gonna say, what if they Beyonce'd it?
Yes!
I'll take it.
Okay, but you know what is one of, and coincidentally it fits in our realm right now because it was a Pixar movie. One of the movies that had like almost, and at least in my mind, like zero to nothing advertisement, but I enjoyed it the most because of it was The Incredibles.
Yes!
Dude, that's real talk.
Absolutely.
I knew nothing of
Mulan. Do you remember Mulan? There was only like one trailer for Mulan. It was her walking in the rainbow. You're too baby.
Mulan was special in that it had like massive support from the Asian community.
Sure.
Like massive support.
Sure.
Because I remember being in high school and and like I was a freshman and all my friends.
I was gonna say, I was like in elementary
school. I know.
I'm definitely an
elderly fellow. So. All my Asian friends were just like particularly pumped because they were like, dude, this is the first Asian Disney character.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I never even, that was my first like, you know, lesson about cultural sort of representation.
Well, technically Mowgli, India's in Asia.
He was a princess.
True. That is true.
I'm just throwing that out there.
That is true. I stand corrected. Golly, thanks, Baloo.
But I feel like, especially with a franchise like Star Wars, that like you almost could get away with like showing us like a 5-second clip. And then, like, showing us nothing else releasing it.
That was the first trailer for Force Awakens, remember?
Yeah.
It was, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And I was like, done.
It doesn't even matter.
Here's my money.
It doesn't even matter. Like, almost the less I know, the less I have to, like analyze everything.
There's less trash talk online about
exactly.
it,
exactly.
Because everybody's on the same page.
Because everybody wants to know, like, wait.
I agree.
That's what they do. If Star Wars people, if you are listening, whoever, you people,
hire
just hire us, number one.
Speaking of trailers, this next movie that we're going to talk about has only had one teaser, and it came before, I believe, a Star Wars trailer. Yeah. And that was...
I think I know what you're talking about.
It was Piratas del Caribe. It's the new Pirates of the Caribbean. I believe this one is called...
Dead Man Tells.
We got some news on it, guys. Guess what? That is a movie, even though principal photography wrapped, like, last year.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. It comes out. It's actually coming out in May of next year. It's taking Star Wars Episode 8's original release date, because now Star Wars is coming out in December. So I think they've just been finding a good pocket for it. The Pirates franchise is sort of in a weird state where people don't even know that there was a fourth movie sometimes.
Same.
So hopefully this movie kind of just, you know, gets some love. And I appreciate this movie, and I think you guys should, because I love the Pirates series. But the news that came out was Paul McCartney just got cast as a character retroactively. So they finished filming.
This is crazy.
This is like almost unheard of.
I didn't want to state my blatant opinion, so I'm glad you did.
That's what we do here. This is crazy.
Yeah, so check this out, you guys. So Pirates of the Caribbean, Paul McCartney's like, I want to be in it. And they were like, great, well, we have Keith Richards in it, because Johnny Depp modeled Jack Sparrow after Keith Richards, and he's from the Rolling Stones, another legendary rock star.
They played
his dad. Then Paul McCartney apparently wants to be in it. We don't know his role. We don't know who he is. But they went back. Johnny Depp put the costume back on and filmed a scene with him.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, so it wasn't even part of the original script. It wasn't part of the original... What's the word I'm looking for here? Screenplay.
Like screenplay?
Yeah, they went back and added it in to put Paul McCartney, one of the only living legends, on
Earth. Wait, what? This is just what I want to know. Yes. Paul McCartney. You can literally do that with any movie, really. You're Paul McCartney.
Anything.
Dude. Why the Pirates franchise? Just
because
why the Pirates
he saw
franchise?
Michael Bolton, like, this is the tale of
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Michael Bolton does a lot of things.
he was like, I want that to be me.
Listen, is this something where we can just, if we could just ask to be in
if
movies
Paul
now,
McCartney,
can I?
Yes, you can.
Did you know, not only is he a living legend from the Beatles, but did you know that till this day he is the most successful solo act ever
in
the world still currently?
Are
books
you
more tickets than any other musician. Yes,
wow.
He's the number one solo act in the world.
But then again, I'm going to come back to her point. Why Pirates?
Yeah, why Pirates?
Why Pirates of the Caribbean?
Why Pirates, Paul?
So you could have, like,
he's like, I've been a soldier in a psychedelic music video. He's probably been so many things.
Why
like,
Pirates,
I've never
Paul?
Been a pirate.
And then what do you think the people that approved it sat behind a desk and said, like, yeah, let's do it? Yeah.
Because if Paul McCartney tweets about it, then we get the old audience.
Let's spend thousands of dollars to get Johnny Depp back in that
costume. I can't do this.
Get a crew together and shoot one scene just for Paul.
Look,
because Paul said, hey, ABC, Disney, I want to be a pirate.
You know what's going to be great is when we
when
see
they put him in the Pirates of the Caribbean
Paul,
ride.
Guys, wait, no. What if Paul McCartney paid to be in it instead of being paid?
I believe it.
If I had his money, I'd pay to be in every movie.
Same.
Yeah.
He's
like, yes.
Like, I want to wear the Iron Man suit.
But wait, come on. Can you make that happen?
Like, it's a Beetle.
Okay, but actually, though, I'm going to wait now. I'm going to wait for that Paul McCartney animatronic in the ride.
Dude, they're
going
to put him in there.
Can I just tell you, I'm going to go see this movie now on opening night just because I want to see the scene with Paul McCartney.
You have to wear a Paul McCartney t-shirt.
I am going to wear a Paul McCartney t-shirt.
That's the only reason you go to see it. I love Pirates. I have a particular bond with this movie.
So wait, it's one scene?
It's just a scene.
Is it gonna
dude.
Be like?
This
is he
hilarious.
Gonna be like in the original? Okay, so you know, in part four when or part three when Keith Richards only had that one scene originally.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Hello, Jackie." Yeah. You know, and it's like
that was great. Do that again.
Do it again.
Hello, Jackie.
Can you do a whole
yeah.
show, like, with that voice?
Just hello, Dad. You know. It's good to see you.
Yeah, see, they should hire us.
You've got to.
I know
thing
Jack
you've
Sparrow.
Snarl.
I introduced you to Jack Sparrow.
You did. You've got to snarl your upper lip, and you've got to act like you're smelling poop, and you're constantly repulsed, and your hands have to be pushing away, like, I don't know what's going on. And you have to sort of, like, you always have to always be kind of the same word. You know, that's how
that
you
was,
well, every word
I'm
is
sold.
One word.
Every single word that you say needs to be one same sentence.
That's amazing.
Thanks. I'm an actor.
Did you like do method acting? Like, did you smell a lot of poop to get
that?
Yeah,
I was just like putting it on my upper lip.
He
and
actually,
just like, oh, that smells really bad. Like really bad eggs.
Oh my gosh. Where have we gone with this?
Okay, guys, we'll move forward. That was Pirates of the Caribbean. Finally, back to Star Wars land, guys. The Blu-ray, DVD, extra deleted scenes that I promise you. Let's talk about what we know so far. It does come out on Monday, so you don't have to wait very long to get this.
Monday?
But it comes out on Monday.
The Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I'm
Monday. Before,
the sun will come
so
out.
I'll be working. If you guys go to the Burbank in the Burbank.
Oh yeah, wait, free shout out. Here we go.
If you go to the Best Buy in Burbank, I got hired to play Poe.
It's like a Leo / Poe meet and greet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take pictures with Disney exec. Leo.
That would be really dope if you guys came out and made me look really good in front of Disney executives.
I'm gonna go.
You let me know when you go.
I'll go with you.
I'm gonna go full fangirl.
Yeah, and we'll have Leo's face photoshopped onto Poe's body.
Yes.
And we'll go.
Yeah. After somebody photoshops all of our faces on the otters.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that, by the way.
I need it in my life.
Let's talk about these deleted scenes, though.
Okay.
First one. We don't have images for all of them, but we do have an image for this first one. So the first scene, we've got a stormtrooper conflict with... Oh, no, we don't have an image for this one. But so you know the scene where Finn, like, realizes that he wants to be good? That scene.
Okay.
They expand
on that. And
traitor? Not that scene. But I think it might explain that traitorness a little bit more. The next scene is the scene that you see on the screen. At Maz Kanata's temple, all the stormtroopers corner Finn and Han, and Han has to talk his way out, smooth talking like he normally does.
Well, that's not new.
But I want to see that.
I definitely
wish he would have done that with the pirates, you know?
I'm ready for it, dude.
That's one. And then we got another one with Kylo Ren and the stormtroopers searching the Millennium Falcon after they land on the Starkiller base. That'll be really interesting because I always wondered what they did with that. They landed on this planet, which clearly can detect them, and then they walked away from it, and then somehow get back to it and rescue Rey. So we'll see what happens there. And then the final one is original introduction to Leia, to General Leia.
Okay.
But they decided it wouldn't have been as impactful to introduce her that early in the film.
Sure.
But we're going to get to see that film finally.
Nice. Yes.
That scene finally. And last but not least, the last piece of news, we're hurrying up because we're running out of time. WonderCon was this weekend, and Chris and I are still recovering.
Yeah.
We had some Disney-themed costumes, so we just like to show them with you guys.
We really going to do that right
now? Yeah. They're part of the show, buddy boy.
Okay, here we go.
Surprise. Let's see what we got up there. It was an amazing event. I'm super exhausted. I did costumes every single day. I was Hook, I did Poe Dameron, and I did Bo Lin from Legend of Korra.
Yes.
But Chris was a gingerbent Snow White. Can we get that,
screen? We're going to do that. Where is it?
Yeah, there it is.
Look at this.
Look at this stud.
I saw that before I even met you, and I was like, that's so cool.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Because I love following the...
He was part of a group. Can we show the group
that's
that he was in?
We were in a...
Just go to the next...
Oh,
that's me.
Oh, wait a minute.
How do you guys like that? Poe Dam.
This is so epic.
Poe Dam.
Dang.
There it is. There's a group. All the girls were the princes. The princesses dressed as the princes, and you were the princess dressed as... You guys are genius.
Listen.
That is an amazing group.
I love that.
Group.
You had
a bunch of talented cosplayers in that group.
It was a good time.
And then, of course, I went also as everyone's favorite pirate. No,
that's my favorite.
Oh, it was in the other email. Maybe you don't have it pulled up. Don't worry about it. I went as Hook. From Once Upon a Time.
They can just look at you and see that cosplay right now, though.
Yeah, you want to see it?
He had his leather jacket on, so he was like Hooker for life, like in modern day clothes, and it was awesome.
That's how we rolled, man. It was a fun event, and then I think the next event we'll be doing is Anime Expo. So you guys, get your tickets now, and you'll get to see us in our next group cosplay.
Find us, tweet us.
Where I will be celebrating the springtime of my youth, and he will be believing it. Just saying, that's all we're going to tell you guys about that.
Don't stop believing.
But that's it. That's it for Disney movie news, you guys.
Wait, did we find one jump? Did we find one jump? Because everybody in the chat wants one jump. That's all they want.
No, we don't have time. We don't have time.
Yes. It's okay. God has saved
guys, okay, next
go to YouTube.
Week.
Go to youtube.com/ChrisVillain. Look up Chris Villain one jump.
Wait, did you find it?
No, you didn't.
Oh, no. You got to look up the Chris Villain one jump. Chris Villain one jump.
I'm not going to.
I appreciate you looking up that.
I'll just tell you guys. I did that in my living room when I was in high school. Was I in high school?
No.
I felt like
you were a grown man.
How old are you?
You were a grown man. And,
I feel like I still live in high school.
But you know what, guys?
Yes!
Okay. Why is this happening?
We'll play out
okay,
with
it. Okay, we're gonna play out with it.
Wow.
So listen
I love
to the music.
Guys.
Go to his YouTube channel, watch his video, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in
you
to Disney Movie News. Hit me up online at Mr. Leo Zombie everywhere, at Leo Zombie on Twitter, so we can talk more about Disney Movie News through the week. Keaton, where can they follow you?
You guys can find me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. Tweet at me, follow me on Instagram, write me messages. I love it. I love Disney, but see you next week. I can't wait.
You guys, follow me on the interwebs everywhere at Chris Villain. I love being on the show with you guys today.
Thank you. We enjoy being one jump ahead with you.
Of course you did. I love you guys so much.
You gotta come back.
Please, I would love to come back.
In the chat, I want you guys to tweet at us if you want Chris back on the show.
Have
me back.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching. It's been a blast, and we'll see you next week. Same time, same Disney Channel. Bye.
Bye.
We love you.
from producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.
But.